This week, Philadelphia Congressman Bob Brady announced that he'd sponsor a special kind of legislation, a private bill on behalf of one family of undocumented immigrants. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that while this type of legislation has been used in the past as a last-ditch resort to give an immigrant legal status in the United States, recent changes make the long-shot effort even longer.
Carmela Apolonio Hernandez and her four children, aged 9 to 15, moved into the Church of the Advocate in North Philadelphia last December, surrounded by supporters. I'll help you carry on. Her family decided to take sanctuary in a place where federal immigration officers won't make arrests. They'd lost their asylum case in immigration court and faced deportation to Mexico. Hernandez says drug traffickers extorted and killed her family members there, so they can't go back. With few legal options, her supporters have gotten creative.
We're basically using all tools at our disposal, organizing, community support, legal.
That's the family's attorney, David Bennion. He says one of those tactics is a private bill. Private bills have to go through all the same hoops as a regular public bill, but they create narrow laws benefiting one person or a small group of people. Democratic Congressman Bob Brady says Hernandez's story moved him to sponsor such a bill.
If I found out that they got deported and a month or two from now some harm came to them, and I didn't do anything, that's not a good feeling.
If getting one of these bills is rare, passing one is even rarer. From 1986 to 2013, only about 170 private bills became law, most of them focusing on getting individual immigrants a green card. Then last year, the head of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced it would no longer automatically slow down a deportation just because a private bill had passed out of committee. William Stock is the immediate past president of the American Immigration Attorneys Association.
This is a way of pushing back against Congress's constitutional right of oversight and of the ability to direct the immigration enforcement agencies.
He says private bills have always been symbolic, a way of pointing out things Congress may have missed during the legislative process. So even if they don't take effect, they still send a message. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.